ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER101. Well, supplements, people taking supplements has just skyrocketed recently. And now there's some concern and a recent study that looked at some type of testing, DNA testing of some herbal supplements, found, in fact, that maybe the supplements don't have exactly what they say to have. So here to talk about it with me is Dr. Mark Rosenberg, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at St. Joseph Healthcare System in Paterson, New Jersey. He's also the chief of geriatric medicine and palliative medicine and a spokesperson and active member of the American College of Emergency Physicians. So thank you, Dr. Rosenberg, for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. So, you know, it was interesting. How often do you see in your practice? I mean, you know, people take, I mean, they take over the counter and they think that they're 100% safe over the counter drugs. But certainly, you know, people will come into the ER and they're like, well, you know, I was taking this supplement. It's all natural. That's the key word, natural. And, you know, how could this possibly hurt me? But in fact, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, interactions, a lot of things. And now this study came out in an interesting New York Times piece that says that they're not often what they seem, that in Canada, I guess, they were doing this DNA coding and fingerprinting on a bunch of popular herbal supplements and medicines, and they found that some things were just rice, some things were harmful plants, you know, and they weren't really what they said they were going to be. And I find that extremely disturbing.
You know, the whole trend of using herbal medications or herbal supplements has been something that has been ongoing for thousands and thousands of years, where plants have been utilized to help people heal for a variety of different ailments. I think the trend to stay healthy and live longer using supplements is something that seems to be an area that everybody wants to go to. But I think it's important to realize that in the United States, all these herbal supplements are considered dietary supplements and therefore are not regulated by the DEA. Also, the claims of the supplements
or the,
are
the
not
FDA,
regulated,
right?
Or studied.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
FDA.
Right. Well, no. Well, the drug enforcement agencies as well do not look into them whatsoever. So there is no regulation on these medications whatsoever. So or the FDA. Exactly right. They are considered dietary, so they are not evaluated at all.
Right, they're not even evaluated the way food is evaluated. And, you know, now I know that the FDA has, they have a ruling on Dietary Supplement and Health Act that I think started back in the 90s that really talks about manufacturing. And, you know, I think that maybe that's one of the things that you can tell people, but they're, you know, let's face it, the FDA has problems, you know, keeping up with, you know, food and salmonella and, you know, what's the newest thing in the news, that spices coming into this country are contaminated. So they really don't have a lot of time to look at these dietary companies, but they're supposed to undergo good manufacturing practices, right? I mean, technically, if a company sells, and I had thought that maybe even through the Federal Trade Association, they should at least have good manufacturing practices saying that what's in the supplement is what it says, let alone, you know, who knows if it's safe long term or anything. But there's no way to regulate these practices, and some of them are made overseas, right?
Right. And what has been found is many of these supplements that come in from other countries, including China, have even been contaminated with heavy metals or even pesticides. So, but the studies on these are really not that verbose. There's very little study on it. So, the potency and the potency is not clear on any of these meds, and the contaminants are not are possible in all of them.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that was even frightening. And then, you know, this recent study that was in Canada showed that a third of them, you know, had outright substitutions. They had traces of plants or nuts. You know, here you're getting a supplement. You could have a deadly, you know, nut allergy, and you're getting a supplement like a St. John's wort or something that has nothing to do with that, and there could be traces of nuts and fillers in them, which potentially could kill you and be dangerous if you had allergies. I think it was Ginkgo biloba. Yeah.
You know, when we look at some of the problems that have been recently identified, number one, these supplements are not regulated. They're not tested. They frequently have contaminants, and their potency is inconsistent. And then on top of that, there has always been some concern that these supplements can have other drug interactions. One of the big ones that has been written about a lot recently is St. John's wort interacting with birth control pills, and ginkgo actually being a blood thinner and causing people who are on aspirin to have bleeding complications. So they're not without their own inherent complications, and add the no regulation, no testing, and contaminants on top of it, we run into a potential health hazard.
Right. And you know, what's funny is people, and I'm sure that you find too, when you ask them what medications they're on or they go to their doctors, they do have this concept that, oh, well, it's just a natural. It's like a vitamin. So they don't talk about it. And that's a danger too. So that a lot of physicians don't even know what types of dietary supplements or herbal supplements their patients are taking and what potential side effects are there.
Exactly right. Exactly. And, you know, probably our health history should always say, and what herbal supplements are you on and what vitamins are you taking? Because patients typically don't think about that, just as you said.
Yeah, no. And so it's very important. So what do you tell your patients? You deal with geriatric patients all the time, and do you find a lot of them are taking supplements or do have them?
Well, I get asked a lot with my geriatric patients and my palliative patients who have Alzheimer's disease or dementia. It's not unusual for me to be asked about the use of ginkgo. And actually, patients seem to feel better when they take ginkgo. It's not a scientific study, but it is anecdotal. With a lot of my palliative patients, I have used ginseng, and patients to have a little bit more energy. So I'm not saying that all supplemental herbal medications are not good. I'm saying that they need to be used with caution, and when patients are going to use them, they need to talk with their doctor, and they need to make sure that they're coming from a regulated source, that they're not overseas, that they're as regulated as possible and free of contaminants. And they have to be careful that there are no drug-drug interactions with the medications that they are taking. So talking with their doctor would be clearly important.
Yeah, and that's some very good advice. So you can look at supplements that are made in this country. You can check out if they do follow the good manufacturing practices that the FDA has outlined for them. And definitely, I think, number one, you know, talk to your doctors. And I think we're finding now that even in academic medicine, they have departments of alternative medicine. And I know a lot of departments are actually looking and studying supplements to look for efficacy and potency, like, do they work? But you first want to make sure that they're safe. I want to thank my guest. It's a fascinating topic and an important one. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieven Ocher on Radio MD. Stay well.